Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. With all the special designations out there for a day of attention to this or a week of honoring that, one of the oldest and probably best known over the years is a whole month, saluting a particular group of our farmer friends.
Well, this is the 79th year for June Dairy Month. And nationally, it began in 1937 as a way to promote dairy consumption during peak milk production in the summer months. And we still today find ways to celebrate dairy with festivals, contests, celebrations, and even special nights dedicated to dairy farmers here in Kentucky at ballparks.
Denise Jones with the American Dairy Association of Kentucky says honoring the dairy farm family's contributions to all of us is the goal, and the venues are fun.
On Tuesday, June 7th, we have June Dairy Night at the Bowling Green Hot Rod Ballpark. That begins at 5 o'clock. And first pitch is at 6:35 Central Time. And then Thursday, June 9th, we have the Thursday Night Live Dairy Night in downtown London at 7 p.m. in Hart County. They're going to celebrate June Dairy Month on Friday, June 10th at the Hart County Courthouse. And June 14th, the Lexington Legends are celebrating Dairy Night at the Whitaker Ballpark at 5:30 with first pitch at 7:05.
We'll have more in a minute. We'll be right back.
The following message is sponsored by Kentucky 811.
My name is Bud. Well, Bud is my nickname. It's short for Before You Dig. No matter how large or small your job is, always call me at least 2 days before you dig. You can reach me by dialing 811. I'll send someone out to locate and mark all the underground utility lines. It's free, quick, easy, and it's the law. Remember to call Bud at 811.
We're back with ADA of Kentucky's Denise Jones with a few suggestions on making dairy products a nutritious addition to kids' meals and snacks, especially during the summer months.
Kids always enjoy making smoothies with their parents and making fun ice cream treats. And you can get some of those dairy recipes at southeastdairy.org.
Another encouraging sign for increased dairy consumption among the youngsters and adults may be at the drive-thru.
The fast food industry is looking at ways that they can make their menus more healthy. And dairy really fits that mix. They're coming up with yummy coffee drinks. They've come up with some smoothies. They now offer milk and kids' Happy Meals, which is outstanding.
That website again for dairy snack tips and other celebration dates this month is southeastdairy.org. And that's today's Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.